Big data is transforming the way public policy is developed and implemented. Welcome to another episode of Data Politics at Data Tunnel. I'm your host, Fede, and I'm joined by my co-host and data analyst, Val. Today, we'll be diving into the world of big data and exploring its impact on public policy.
Hi, Fede, and hello to our listeners. I'm excited to discuss this fascinating topic with you. Big data is revolutionizing how policymakers and governments approach decision-making, and it's essential for us to understand its implications.
Let's start by defining big data. In simple terms, it refers to the vast amounts of information that can be collected, stored, and analyzed using advanced technologies. This data can come from various sources, such as social media, sensors, and public records. Now, Val, how does big data tie into public policy?
Great question, Fede. Big data is an invaluable resource for policymakers because it allows them to analyze complex societal issues on a granular level. By harnessing the power of big data, they can make more informed decisions and create policies that are better suited to address specific problems.
One of the primary benefits of big data in public policy is its ability to identify trends and patterns that might otherwise go unnoticed. Can you give us an example, Val?
Sure, Fede. Let's take public health as an example. By analyzing large datasets of health records, policymakers can identify patterns related to disease outbreaks or the effectiveness of various treatments. This information can then be used to develop targeted policies to improve public health outcomes.
Absolutely, Val. And I believe it's worth mentioning that big data can also help improve the decision-making process itself. How does that work, Val?
That's right. Big data can be used to create predictive models and simulations, allowing policymakers to explore different scenarios and evaluate the potential impact of their decisions. This can lead to more effective and data-driven policy development.
As with any technological advancement, there are challenges and ethical considerations to keep in mind. What are some of the main concerns when it comes to big data and public policy, Val?
Well, one of the primary concerns is privacy. As we collect and analyze more data, there's an increased risk of exposing sensitive information or violating individual privacy rights. Policymakers need to ensure that data is collected and used responsibly and that privacy is protected. Another concern is the potential for bias in the data or algorithms used for analysis. This can lead to flawed policy decisions or even perpetuate existing inequalities. It's crucial to continuously monitor and address these biases to ensure fair and equitable policy outcomes.
That's a great point, Val. We must always strive to balance the benefits of big data with the potential risks and ethical considerations.
Absolutely, Fede. And as we continue to harness the power of big data in public policy, it's crucial to keep these challenges in mind and work together to address them.
Thanks, Val, for your insights. It's clear that big data has the potential to revolutionize public policy, but it's essential to approach its use responsibly and ethically. We'd love to hear your thoughts and suggestions for new topics. Feel free to connect with us on LinkedIn or Twitter or send us an email with your ideas for future episodes of Data Politics. Before we go, here is a quote to ponder by William Edwards Deming: "In God we trust, all others must bring data." Let's continue to explore the world of data and politics, and remember to stay curious and informed. Thank you for tuning into Data Politics at Data Tunnel, and we look forward to discussing more fascinating topics with you in our next episode. Until then, stay curious and keep exploring the world of data and politics.